This is Do One Thing on C89.5. I'm Andrew, and we're talking with Dr. Cyrus Gajjar, a researcher from Fred Hutch who's working on breast cancer research. What can you tell us about what you're working on to prevent dormant cancer cells from spreading to other parts of the body?
We know that one-third of all women with breast cancer are going to get metastases. That's spread of the breast cancer into other tissues and growth at distant sites. And in about 20% of these women, the breast cancer isn't going to show up again at these distant sites for 10 years or more after treatment. So what we work on is understanding how this happens. How do cells live in other sites that they're not supposed to live in for 10 years or more? Why they fall asleep and what puts them to sleep, and then what eventually wakes them up? And in parallel, we're trying to figure out why they're resistant to therapy this whole time.
What made you want to study dormant cells?
I was doing my postdoctoral research in the laboratory of a woman named Mina Bissell, and really inspired by all of her work when I was in her lab and my discussions with her and everything else, we decided we really wanted to start focusing on this problem of tumor dormancy and specifically starting to study these cancer cells, these breast cancer cells, at distant sites to see how our healthy tissues, like a healthy liver or a healthy bone marrow of a breast cancer patient, is able to keep the tumor cells in check despite all of their genomic abnormalities or genetic abnormalities, and then get an understanding of that. And then, you know, as I've started my own lab here at Fred Hutch, been starting to figure out, you know, how we can actually start treating these cells and what we could do to prolong patient survival and hopefully prevent metastases from emerging in this population of women, you know, who are susceptible to metastases 10 or more years down the road.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.